Speaker 1.
The concert went on for 3 hours, and it featured a variety of bands. I'd have preferred something shorter and of higher quality, to be honest. The first band to come on, The Beats, didn't seem to have rehearsed their set very well. Nice catchy rhythms, but otherwise, it was a mess. What made the evening worthwhile for me was the fact that all profits from ticket sales were going to a charity devoted to childcare. There was a huge audience because you don't often get the chance to see so many bands at one venue, and only for a few dollars.
Speaker 2.
This was a concert by Brighton Club, a great rock band just back from a successful tour of Latin America. But the first part was all new stuff and a bit boring. And although everyone was shouting out the titles of songs they wanted to hear, the band took no notice, which was a shame. I mean, it's a bit bad when you finally get the chance to see your favourite band live and then they refuse to play their best songs. Anyway, after a while, we all started getting into the new material. And by the end, the audience response was great. So I don't think anybody minded the $40 they'd paid.
Speaker 3.
This was a concert by Celia Sampson and her band, who play pop with some touches of jazz and country. She's got a beautiful voice, but the rest of the band let her down, rather. At times it felt a bit like a high school recital, with the audience clapping and cheering all the time when there was nothing much to shout about. All fine and good, except I don't particularly enjoy paying $30 for a high school performance where profits go to second-class musicians. Mind you, I've paid that kind of money in the past for concerts to help research or to fight world poverty, but that's a different thing entirely.
Speaker 4.
This was a concert by the Brenda Amis Band. I wouldn't have wanted to miss the beginning. A huge cloud of smoke swelled on the stage, and out of it emerged Brenda Amis with jet black hair piled up with a feather and a big flower on top. I know some people would have wanted her to include her latest songs, but I was happy enough that the night was all about the old favourites I've listened to so many times. At the end, she had a short exchange with the audience. "Thanks so much, guys. You're so nice." And then she sang Only for Big Girls and got a standing ovation.
Speaker 5.
This was a gig by the Sam Barnes Band. Sam's my favourite guitarist right now. His approach to the instrument is the complete opposite to tradition. He'll hold the guitar upside down with the neck touching the ground. The music's punk, and he's got a great band, particularly the bass player and the drummer. They've done some CDs, but they've never yet made a record that really captures what they do on stage. You're less likely to be impressed by their recordings, but people were just stunned at the gig. It blew everybody's mind. I only wished they'd played more of my favourite tracks, but you can't have everything.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
The concert went on for 3 hours, and it featured a variety of bands. I'd have preferred something shorter and of higher quality, to be honest. The first band to come on, The Beats, didn't seem to have rehearsed their set very well. Nice catchy rhythms, but otherwise, it was a mess. What made the evening worthwhile for me was the fact that all profits from ticket sales were going to a charity devoted to childcare. There was a huge audience because you don't often get the chance to see so many bands at one venue, and only for a few dollars.
Speaker 2.
This was a concert by Brighton Club, a great rock band just back from a successful tour of Latin America. But the first part was all new stuff and a bit boring. And although everyone was shouting out the titles of songs they wanted to hear, the band took no notice, which was a shame. I mean, it's a bit bad when you finally get the chance to see your favourite band live and then they refuse to play their best songs. Anyway, after a while, we all started getting into the new material, and by the end, the audience response was great, so I don't think anybody minded the $40 they'd paid.
Speaker 3.
This was a concert by Celia Sampson and her band, who play pop with some touches of jazz and country. She's got a beautiful voice, but the rest of the band let her down, rather. At times it felt a bit like a high school recital, with the audience clapping and cheering all the time when there was nothing much to shout about. All fine and good, except I don't particularly enjoy paying $30 for a high school performance where profits go to second-class musicians. Mind you, I've paid that kind of money in the past for concerts to help research or to fight world poverty, but that's a different thing entirely.
Speaker 4.
This was a concert by the Brenda Amis Band. I wouldn't have wanted to miss the beginning. A huge cloud of smoke swelled on the stage, and out of it emerged Brenda Amis with jet black hair piled up with a feather and a big flower on top. I know some people would have wanted her to include her latest songs, but I was happy enough that the night was all about the old favourites I've listened to so many times. At the end, she had a short exchange with the audience. "Thanks so much, guys. You're so nice." And then she sang Only for Big Girls and got a standing ovation.
Speaker 5.
This was a gig by the Sam Barnes Band. Sam's my favourite guitarist right now. His approach to the instrument is the complete opposite to tradition. He'll hold the guitar upside down, with the neck touching the ground. The music's punk, and he's got a great band, particularly the bass player and the drummer. They've done some CDs, but they've never yet made a record that really captures what they do on stage. You're less likely to be impressed by their recordings, but people were just stunned at the gig. It blew everybody's mind. I only wished they'd played more of my favourite tracks, but you can't have everything.
That is the end of part 3.